Shalom to all. Today's daf is Kilayim daf Chavav, and we are starting at the top of the Amud with the words Hayla Gvul Gavaya Tevach V'Chulu. That's a quarter of the Mishnah, and in the middle of the daf, it's near the beginning of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Mirim Sarah Bas Rav Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. I think more tells Rav Yitzchak Rav Imi Havan Yosvin. Rav Yitzchak and Rav Imi were sitting. Makshai, they asked the following Tanin, and it says in the Mishnah Hayla Gvul Gavaya Tevach. That's a proper girsa, not Goyvel, but Gvul Gavaya Tevach. If a 6x6 tefach patch of ground had a border that was a tefach high, Zayin B'Seich 13 different minim could be planted here. Shloisha kol gvul gvul, 3 on every single border. That's 12 altogether. Vechad be'emtza and 1 in the middle. Now here's the question: Nisni shisha be'emtza. Really, the proper girsa is Nisni chamisha be'emtza. What should be taught is that 5 are allowed to be planted in the middle. Because as we had said, if we have a 6x6 tefach patch, we're allowed to plant 5 different minim there. So if we have a raised border of a tefach around it, and we can plant 12 in that border, so we should be able to plant 12 plus another 5 in the middle. Why only 1 in the middle? The Gemara answer is tiftar shagvul matin shisha. That's because the gvul in this border minimizes a little bit of the 6 tefachim, and therefore we don't have 6x6 tefachim in the middle. That's how we can only plant 1 and not 5. Ask Gemara, imisha gvul and mematin shisha, if this raised tefach of a border minimizes the 6 tefachim in the middle, bedat tanin rav yuda aimer shisha be'emtza. On this, rav yuda in our Mishnah said that we're allowed to plant 6 in the middle if there isn't 6x6 tefachim, so why would rav yuda in the Mishnah say that we could plant 6 in the middle? The Gemara tells us v'kaimnua, an answer was given to this, v'lo yadin, and it's not known, ichav rai kaimnua, if the colleagues, the scholars, the chacham in the Beis Medrash answered it, Rav Imi Kaima, if it was Rav Imi that answered it. But what's the answer? Al Raisha, this is referring to the Raisha of the Mishnah. Meaning, when Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah said that we could plant 6 in the middle, he's only referring to the Raisha of the Mishnah when we're dealing with a 6x6 tefach patch. And he's not going on the next part of the Mishnah that if it has a Gvul Gavaya tefach. In that situation, Rav Yehuda would agree that we're only allowed to plant 1 in the middle. But now, Chav HaVam Beis on top, the Gemara has a different answer. V'ein Al Raisha Bida Tani Rav Chia. The Rav Chia taught that this was not only said on the Raisha of the Mishnah, it was also taught on the next case. And therefore, according to Rav Chia, Rav Yehuda Omer Shmoyin Asar, Rav Yehuda holds that we could actually plant 18 over here when we have a Gvul Gavaya Tefach, namely 12 in this border and 6 in the middle. Now the Gemara continues with another question. Ma'ula Kriach Base Roiva? Could a person take an empty patch of a base Roiva, Blazroi Besoicha Chamisha Mine Tvua, and plant 5 different Minim of Tvua in that patch? Now what's this question? So just like we know that the distance necessary in between 2 Minim of Yerek is 6 Tfachim, and the Mishnah told us that in a 6x6 Tefach patch we can plant 5 Minim, so do we say the same for Tvua? We know the distance necessary between 2 fields of grain is a base Roiva, so if we have a patch of a base roiva, can we plant 5 minim of tevua in this area? So Gemara answers, Mayim shishal shisha, shalik in all of Dvar Torah, at Omar Mutter, just like when we're dealing with a 6x6 tefach patch, that a person would get malchus mid d'oraisa, you said that a person's allowed to plant 5 different minim here, and when we say a person would get malchus d'oraisa, we're referring to the necessary separation in between 2 minim of zera, which we know mid d'oraisa, 2 different types of zera, have to be separated by 6 tefachim, and if not, a person will get malchus, and still in a 6x6 tefach patch, we can plant 5 different minim, so kan shein, like in all of Dvar Torah, like Kol Shekain, over here when we're dealing with a base Raiva, where a person is not going to get Malkus Midai Raisa if he plants 2 fields of grain within a base Raiva of each other. So for sure, in an empty patch, which is a base Raiva, a person would be able to plant 5 different minim of Tvua. The Gemara asks another question, Ma'ula Kriach B'tchilas Shisha Lias Meitzer V'Hailach, if there's a space of 6 Tvachim in the beginning of a row, is one allowed to continue narrowing and planting? Which means if we have 2 different types of Zera planted in a field, and they're 6 Tvachim apart from each other, which they have to be, at the end of the row, can a person continue planting these minim and then narrow them to a point where they meet up? If you take a look at Rav Chaim Kanevsky's Pirush on the side, go a little bit more than halfway down, you'll see a little bit of a drawing over here. There's a yarek on one side, yarek on another side, and then we have a patch which is 6x6. At the top, it narrows to a point. Is a person allowed to plant the minim like that, even though they're very close to each other and they're less than 6 tefachim apart from each other? Perhaps it's permitted because at least in the beginning of the row, we have a 6x6 tefach patch separating them. So my answer is my b'shasha avoida paygas ba'avoida at amar mutter. Just like in the situation when we have the avoida being paye and the other avoida, that's permitted. Kan she'en avoida paygas ba'avoida like kol shekain. Over here, when the avoida is not being paye and the avoida, of course we'd be allowed to do so. What does that mean? Avoida being paye ba'avoida. So as we said, when we started discussing planting 5 different minim in a 6x6 tefach patch, each individual plant needs 1.5 tefachim of ground in order to be yonik from, to draw its nourishment from. So when we're planting 5 minim in a 6x6 tefach patch, where they're 1.5 tefachim apart from each other, which means one min's 1.5 tefachim is overlapping the other min's 1.5 tefachim, and that's okay. So over here, when we're dealing with 6 tefachim, of course it's permitted. Now the Gemara concludes with this last question, Lo'etzurcha diloi, the only question that should be asked is, Ma'olakrich b'tchilas beis roiva lias meitzer v'hailech, are we allowed to do the same thing that we just mentioned just when discussing a base roiva? Meaning we have 2 fields of tevua that are a base roiva apart from each other. Are we allowed to continue narrowing past this base roiva, planting them to a point, because we do have the required separation of base raiva. So the Gemara answers, Maim shishal shisha, shall like an olivar tyra at amar mutar, just like when we're dealing with a patch of 6x6, then mid arise a person would get malchus if they're closer than 6x6. You said that it's mutar, like we just described, kanchain, like an olivar tyra, like all shekain, over here, that there's not going to be malchus dairaisa, like we said before, that if two fields of tfuah are within a base raiva of each other, that's only an isur drabanan, but not an isur dairaisa. So of course, it would be permitted to do this and continue planting until they reach to a point. We're going to stop here for the day, but continue talking about this gvul gvaya tefach around the 6x6 tefach patch. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.